The team at Violent Gentlemen saw what I could do at their weekly skate and decided it was time to make our relationship official. Proud to announce the newest sponsor of the Eat 'Em Up podcast, Orange County's finest Violent Gentlemen Hockey Club.
Orange Country. You know, it's been a while. I mean, we know the schedule, right? It has just been loaded, jam-packed. It's been that way all year long so far, and it's the Olympic break, right? Typically, it's not 3 weeks, just a week or so with All-Star break and even the Four Nations face-off. That's always shorter than the 3 weeks. So, no, we didn't lose sponsors. No, producer Steph, he didn't go on a strike. No holdouts from producer Steph, nothing like that. Okay, I know you Kings fans out there, you'd probably like to think so, that it's a burning, sinking ship right now. No, not the case. We're just getting started. We are just absolutely getting started. And yeah, we're for the most part back on track. And we've been also, let's not forget, pre-recording Eppies too and adding to our Eat 'Em Up Duckstream database. Okay, so we got some loaded Eppies featuring Bagger. Yes, Ian Bagg, right? That's in the files, right? So we're gonna put that out once we get a little bit less serious, right? I mean, it was an absolute gong show of an Eppy there. So we'll probably have to push that back because it's playoff mentality right now. That's what we're doing, okay? It's playoff mentality. It's playoff time. So we got to push some of the nonsense from earlier out. Okay, we are hyper-focused right now. We're like a racehorse. We're like a thoroughbred, right? They got those blinders on, okay? Tunnel vision. And that's how it's got to be. That's how these players are acting right now. They got the blinders on, okay? They got one thing in mind, and that is just shift in and shift out hockey. Blood, sweat, and tears. People think, okay, it's, you know, playoffs. It's happening. It's a little bit further down the road. No, playoffs. It's already began. Playoffs. We've been in playoffs, and that's how these great, young, skilled Ducks players. That's how they operate. You can just tell they're at their best when their backs are against the wall, and you love to see it. So we are in the Kriya studio, as per usual, okay? And we got a lot to get to. So let's get to it right meow. Producer Steph, let's toss up the audio of Simon Dupre. He's got some great things to say about this young Duck squad.
Hey, Hammer. How you doing? It's been a while. I've been watching you from afar. It's pretty cool what you're doing with the media with the Anaheim Ducks. Yeah, here are my, two teams I think will make a push and crack a playoff spot. In the West, I think the San Jose Sharks with Macklin and Celerini are going to make the playoffs. Really love seeing that kid go at the Olympics, and crazy what he's been doing with the Sharks. And in the East, I think the Columbus Blue Jackets with their, Zach Werenski, who's been incredible for them behind on the blue line, are going to make the playoffs and make a push here. What I think about the Ducks here, they have a really, really great, mix of young talent and veteran leadership, and a very, very good coach in Joel Quenneville. And then, you had a guy like John Carlson at the trade deadline, who has, incredible hockey IQ and playmaking abilities, who can be a game breaker for them. These guys are the Ducks are giving themselves a great opportunity to win a Stanley Cup, and it'll be very entertaining to watch what they do here in the next couple months, and I'll be watching. So, yeah, here's my input.
Desi. Wow, we used to call Simone Desi, and what a great teammate. What a great buddy still to this day. And we all remember former Anaheim Duck Simone Desprez, right? Just a smooth, efficient skating, puck moving defenseman, comparable for maybe our newest generation of Ducks fans, comparable to a Gavrikov, right? Just very smooth, powerful, made the right play 100% of the time, made the easy play, right? Just moved the puck up, and he got in on the offensive action. So well spoken too, right? I mean, I could listen to Simone all day long, be a intellect on our Ducks squad there. So good stuff, Simone. We appreciate it. We miss you, and we know that you continue to do big things where you're at. And I'm actually going to call Simone Desi after this pod, catch up a little bit more. Well, this Ducks squad, 6-4-0 in last 10, and we only remember what happened last game, right? It's what have you done for me lately? That's the mentality, right? So I'm not going to digress. I'm not going to just have a spiel over the last 2 months. What have you done for me lately? It's the last win against Montreal, all right? And I love team stat-wise where the good guys are at, because look where they're at with the shot volume. The shots on goal, 30.2 per game. That's now third in the show. So they're really starting to shoot from everywhere again. How about Cutter Gauthier? Another along-the-ice shot, right? How many of his tucks this season, I'd say half of them, have been along the ice? It's just phenomenal. And it just speaks to shoot from everywhere. Remember that goal there? He was behind the net. He just kept hacking at it, and it eventually popped in. That's just what happens, okay? You just shoot from everywhere. It backs the opposition up, so the good guys are back to shooting the puck. That's one of the reasons why they are tied for first currently with games in hand over the Edmonton Oilers. So tonight's big here in this game. Philly, Z's back, okay? Big storylines out of tonight. And power play percentage, all pregame show, long before last broadcast, how much of a part of bringing John Carlson had to do with the power play, right? Power play, tied for 25th, entering tonight's game, 17.1%. We want to see that up come playoff time, right? And I already told you, we want to see it now because it's already playoffs, all right? Moving along, and if we continue to get just phenomenal performances out of both attendees, really. Ville Husso, but Lukáš Dostál, what a performance there in Montreal. He's got to continue to do just that. Big time performances. That's what playoffs are all about, right? Like even when the Kings, it bothers me saying this and bringing this up. How big was a Marian Gaborik for the Kings during some of those playoff runs? Phenomenal, right? Brought him over to do exactly that for them. John Carlson coming over here, and you could see it if you were watching the game against Montreal, or if you're tuning in the broadcast, Duck Stream. Aaron Cooney did a phenomenal job filling in. And both him and Jason have been phenomenal. So thanks you for continuing to tune into the broadcast. They've been phenomenal. They've been so much fun, especially when Jeffrey Viel has no look passes like he did on that area pass for the game winner. Okay. Troy Terry. Okay. So I'm going to get to both of them here in a second, but come playoff time, you need big time performances. You need game-breaking performances. You need guys that have ice in their veins. That's what Leo Carlson had with the two tucks. Okay, so now all eyes are on him in that 30-goal plateau. Okay. This is playoffs too. Now, what I'm about to say speaks to playoffs. The Montreal Canadiens, they out-face-offed the good guys. Both of them Dentali on the power play, and both brought different penalty kill structures. Montreal was some of the most conservative PKing I've ever seen. They were pretty much a stationary, but they clogged up everything, so no seam passes, and it was effective. Okay, but you know, the good guys out hit the Montreal Canadiens 17-14, but you would think it was just a game where how Montreal was playing, the good guys had better surface level team stats. No, it was not the case. Only the good guys had more hits than them, just as the basic four that I just went to, and then it tied on the special teams. To get outshot 30-28, to get out face-off 52.6% to 47.4%, those two key stats, and still come out with the dub, okay, I'm going to point to this right here. Finding ways to win, and that is out shooting. So when it really counted, third period, shots on goal, 10 for the good guys, 9 for Mahéhal. So when push came to shove, both teams going at it, back and forth, north-south, all game long. There was so much skill in that game. There was so much skill. It was insane to have game-breaking performances and to, when it really counted, rise to the occasion. So as a team, they rose to the occasion, generated more shots than them in the third period. Okay, and just the superstar talent coming alive, Leo, Cutter, and then, you know what? That roadie coming out of 500, that's what we need to see. You want to be on road trips 500 or above. That's the key. And to do that at this competitive time of the year, fantastic. Because I'm just going to remind you, I've already said it a couple times, what have you done for me lately?
If you love today's content, then I'd love for you to take a trip over to VGHC.com or stop by their Costa Mesa flagship store to see what the club is cooking up for hockey fans worldwide.
I have so many segments this epi that were, it's almost like a lavish segment reveal as far, because we're, it's like a game show. A lot of new segments here, including this one. The good guys gains. How about that? The good guys gains. John Carlson. Hey, how are you? He gets his 4,500 bucket in the crisp orange. So that was, he got that on lock. Okay. It came so quick. It was like Amazon delivery. Boom, right to the locker room. Popped out of nowhere. Because Allie, remember that? She had all those pictures of the black one on the broadcast. So boom. Game ready. It's because our equipment staff is just the best. Okay. It is how it's been. Okay. He comes playing, and I'm speaking John Carlson still. He comes in playing in your face style defense, just all over him, swarming them, not letting them have any real estate. Okay. That's what we need. We need more of it. The guys have been fantastic, sealing off defensive zone entries, not giving the opposition any time and space. That's been fantastic this season. And we'll get into more of what the positives in comparison to last season have been. And he just goes north, baby. That's all he does. He just grabs that puck and goes north. That's what John Carlson does. He doesn't like going south. Okay. He goes north. He's joining the rush. He's acting like a forward half the time. All the time he was acting like a forward there in the offensive zone. He was pressuring down every single time. Okay. And he got a shot, but he's the type of player you can already see. He misses the net trying to make a corner and pick a corner rather than playing it safe and put it in the netminder's chest. And I've mentioned that several times already, but that's how he plays. That's what he has, the goal scorer's mentality. It's the same thing Cutter. How many times does Cutter miss the net? Why? It doesn't matter. He's not playing it safe. He is missing in the net. He is missing the net trying to pick a corner rather than play it safe and put it in the chest. Okay, so how about the minutes for log from John Carlson? 22:59. So Mr. Dependable, Okay. He was setting up. There's an in-tight play with him and Leo that was phenomenal. Just heads up hockey all around. Troy Terry inserting himself back in the lineup. One goal, two assists, plus three shots on goal. Okay. And he can play a whole lot more. With 14:23, I mean, he gets up to the 19-minute number. That might be a five-point game. Okay. He set the tone for a shift by utilizing his speed. His body language was phenomenal, and he hunted down that loose puck. He was first to the loose puck on the very first forecheck of the game. He set the tone for not only himself, but the whole darn team. Good for them. Huge getting Troy back, right? Because it was difficult enough. A lot of those close losses there in between when he wasn't in. Okay. Boom. Comes in for, I mean, how many of those past games were going to be turned into dubs just because what we saw last game? Huge boost to the club. Okay. So the good guys gains. How about that? Troy and John coming in and dominating. Okay. So that's that really sounds like good guys game there. We have another segment here. Flock talk. Okay. Where the energy has been so positive through the messages and comments. And just since arriving here in this role, your boy, radio color commentator for the good guys. Okay. I've been interacting with the fans. Post game, just the energy has been so good building up to where this team is. So I'm just like, I need to make sure that this is getting out, how stoked everyone is about the future of Orange Country, where we're at now and where we're headed. And you could check all my stuff out at Emerson Edom on Instagram. I get in too much trouble on X, so I've banned myself from X. Okay, so I do have an Insta. Okay, and actually, producer Steph, we got to make a note that we are going to open up the text line. Okay, and we'll get your text in there for next episode and beyond. But here's Flock Talk. Okay, and these are just comments, just some great energy from fans out in Orange Country. Love it. This is from at K1CK Zand Coffee. He says, that's my dog. Let's go, Ducks. Keep it rolling tonight. Let's go. That was on a game day post. Like, let's go. That sounds like locker room talk, like just getting the crew going. We have a gambling thing, and it's just we're not allowed to talk about gambling. Okay, but there was just some communication. I think it was an out-of-state thing where someone, you know, just kind of like wink, wink. Yeah, this is a big-time game. Yeah, buddy. Good vibes from out-of-state. And how about there's a few of them. This is the first one from, and I can't do the handle with the one we just did. Okay, Ducks World Order. Ducks_world_order. You already know we in the house tonight. Just getting ready for a game. Just about to hit the concessions for a couple Brewery X tall boys. About to take in a game. How about slap_shot_shorts? Ducks looked good out there. Got the hand kind of praising with the fire. This is Ducks _world_order again. He says, you already know I am listening to at Emerson Edom live from the six. Let's get this win. Yes. He has a follow-up. We got this. Let's go. Everyone better listen to Duckstream. He's making threats in a positive way, in a good way. That's what we want. And then Anaheim, the main account, the head honcho's account. Okay, it just says masterclass on a meme post. I thank you. Couple more here. Leo, glad to have Terry back. And of course, my boy Cutter with the game winner, the game winning goal. Hart, love it. How about this? And this is important with what we just talked about. 3 points. And this is from, the last one was from Money Her, or Monty Her, M-O-N-Y Her. And then Mules Bro, M-O-U-L-E-S Bro. This is great because it's 3 points and only got third star. Dot, 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 dot. Should have been second as pertaining to the last game, Troy Terry. I live through these comments because I said, you know what? That is so darn correct. It was so correct, right? I mean, how does Troy, it was Leo Carlson first, Ivan Demidov second. I don't even, am I seeing straight? Minus one, 2012 of total on ice, 0 points, and they give him, now he was all over the ice. Okay, I'm not discrediting anything he did because he was shifty, he was rangy, he was nasty. Okay, scary. Come on, Troy Terry, are you kidding me? Why don't you just go 1-2? Leo, Troy, and then Demidov. Anyway, okay? I just thought, like, I didn't think about it, but, like, it just made sense when I saw it. I was like, oh, my gosh, like, why didn't I think about that? But that's why I'm broadcasting your great thoughts right now. Right? Because this is the stuff, like, we don't always talk about stars of the game, but it's been there since, like, the start. It's a huge part of it. The fans go nuts for the Wild Wing mask and the sticks and the, oh, yeah. And then we have another one from Jake underscore Alva 08. He says Emerson's alter Eatem, which I thought was funny in pertaining to a WWE post that I had. I live through your comments and response. Please follow me, as I mentioned, and I never plug myself. I should more at Emerson Eatem on Insta. I banned myself from X. I already disclosed that. Moving on. Time for what's that quack attack? And so this is the difference between last couple seasons play and where we're at now with Coach Q at the helm. Starting with the D zone. The Ducks are using their weak side D as outs way more. Okay, so when the winger, puck side, okay, the center support slashing through towards them, and you got the strong side or near side winger stretching out, the other team goes with them, boom, opens up the weak side. They're sliding it too. So Ducks are never in doubt because they're going weak side D and out. Okay, neutral zone, what's better there? They're getting off the wall. Even Jay Carlson. Just boom. Off the wall. Johnny on the spot. Carlson getting that puck off the wall. So is Pales. Pales grabbing that puck. I always mention with speed behind the puck. He's getting off the wall. So everyone's not a sitting duck. Just trying to hit the red. No, they're getting off the wall. Hitting that mid-ice line. Good stuff. It opens everything up. Ozone. Strong side D. So that's that play. So for the newbies out there, the strong side D, or strong side, well, we'll start with strong side. Strong side, that means the side the puck is on. Okay? Strong side, the side the puck's on for my newbies. So the puck carrying forward coming up the wall, okay, and the strong side D man slashing through. So the puck here is coming up the wall, okay, and the D on that same side slashing through, and then the winger just confused, like, whoa, who do I get? Okay, and then you can sneak a little area pass there behind, and it's just a little rotation. Then the puck carrier comes up, okay, that opens up all that room, okay, and then that D can slide back under, and it just, so that has been throwing the opposition for a loop. So that's been huge, and it's a testament to the Ducks coaching staff for elevating those X's and O's. Just ton more options. Okay. Ton more options. Such good stuff. Okay. It feels good to win. It really does. Okay. So now it's time for Around the Rinks. Okay. We're going to be highlighting things going on at the local rinks barns throughout Southern California. I think it's important at the grassroots level to really highlight, because there's just phenomenal people doing great things. So this is directly from AnaheimDucks.com. Okay. And I'll have the exact URL here at the tail end of this. So get your pens and papers ready. Okay. And this is word for word from the site. The Little Ducks program is a paid 6-week program that will provide new players with on-ice sessions with professional coaches and Anaheim Ducks alumni. The Little Ducks program was developed as part of the National Hockey League's Learn to Play initiative, the joint effort by the NHL and NHL Players Association, okay, NHLPA, to make hockey more accessible. Check this out. Participants must be 4 to 12 years of age, previous skating experience. Participants must be able to skate from one end of the ice to the other on their own. First-time players only. Children with any previous hockey program or league experience outside the Anaheim Ducks or San Diego Goals Learn to Play hockey program are not eligible to take part in Little Ducks. Yeah, come on, we get it. We get it. Okay, for the newbies. Okay, here are the benefits. 6 weeks of hockey instruction with professional staff. This is insane. Okay. Full set of Bauer hockey equipment to keep, including skates. Yes, you heard that right. And then we slightly touch on it, but guest NHL instructors. Here is the link. I can't get it more precise than this. Okay. www.nhl.com/ducks/community/hockey-development/little-ducks. Thanks for cruising with us this happy. We're back on track. Okay. Eat 'em up's back with better eppies. And we've already had unbelievable guests. Okay, we're just spicing things up, because just like the players, okay, we're getting even hungrier here at Eat 'em Up. Nom, 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 nom. Okay, see you next time.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.